So you are divine souls, brothers and sisters of this God's family, full with spirituality, alaukic energy. I respect you, I love you, and I am very happy to be here among you once again. You might have heard, you all know, people invoke God, remember God, and I was such a fortunate soul that God Himself was invoking me, remembering me, when I was only maybe 16 years old or 17 years old. So He pulled me in Madhuban. I left my study, came there. Aim was to make myself full with spiritual power. Because right from the beginning I wanted to become a great yogi, therefore I was thinking to become a sannyasi. Then Baba made us real sannyasi. So my aim was to become full in all four subjects, and whatever Baba says today, I will practice immediately. I will start practicing immediately. And you know, you might have got this experience many times, that when Baba asks us to do one thing and we start to do it, Baba's great power, blessing, energy, love, respect comes down to us. Do you feel it? So same thing happened with me. After I surrendered, after some in 6 months, I came into Baba's kitchen and He was pulling me for His kitchen, for His Brahma Bhojan. And I cannot say that I became a yogi, but it's truth. God made me yogi. I remember the day, the moments when Avyakt Baba had come down in Museum Mount Abu. I was there, I was in construction work, and Baba gave me drashti, and some lines He spoke, and those things became blessing for me, become a good yogi. And immediately after 2 days, I went in kitchen service. So this was brief about my background, about the childhood life and God's blessing to the soul. And then, by Avyakt Bab Dada, I got many things, thousand things, many blessings, many good points how to make myself more elevated, very spiritual, perfectly pure, very loving, become the embodiment of self-respect. This was one point which I picked up, self-respect. Baba, when became Avyakt and he started to speak always about self-respect. You can note down first line in Avyakt Murli, always with a self-respect. Baba is observing such and such children today. He reminds us, you are not ordinary human being. You are Master Almighty. You are the divine army of Almighty God. You are supremely pure souls of this world. You are lighthouse. You are Master Gyan Surya, you know. And these things attracted me a lot. Therefore, I always speak in class about self-respect. As you know, psychologists speak, as you think, so shall you become. They don't know what to think. Simple thing, positive thinking, this thinking, that thinking. But our thinking is higher thinking, super kind of thinking. That is called Swaman, self-respect. So today in Murli, remember, if you are Master Almighty, you can get victory over obstacles. Obstacles are very weak in front of you when you are Master Almighty. Baba used to remind, I noted these things down in my mind and brought into my practice. Problems are not powerful. Powerful are yourself. You are powerful. I am with you. So always practice it. I am Master Almighty. What will happen? From the soul, might, energy, powerful vibrations will enter to your brain and they will heal many things. They will do wonder in your life. And with the effect of those vibrations, Maya, obstacles, problems, negativity, effect of Kali Yuga world will go back. You will repulse them. This is truth. I taught this thing to many, thousands, millions of people, and many of them got free from their problems, from, you know, nowadays, overthinking has become a big problem. Subtle fear, hidden fear, is going to become a biggest problem of this world after Corona. Corona gave this gift of fear to everyone. And we Baba children have to give gift to the world, become under the canopy of Almighty and fearless souls. You are soul, soul will never die, become very powerful, strong, fearless. We have to give this blessing to the world. Happiness, today's Murli. Happiness must become a treasure for our life. What I learned from Baba's Murli, give importance to your this life, Brahmin life. For this, give importance to your each thought, Baba's words, your each and every thought is very great, most elevated, is the blessing for the world. Give importance, thirdly, to your time, to each second, to each minute of your life. And from today's Murli, give importance to your happiness. Let there may be thousands of problems around me, but I will not lose my happiness. This is in my hand. Let body suffer anything. Let many diseases enter my body. What Baba was saying about medicines? Dry fruit. Enjoy them. What happens with many? If they are taking 5 tablets, one is big capsule, one is painkiller, one is for this, one is for this. They say, oh, so many medicines, Baba. What should I do now? No. These are the dry fruits. Will make me healthy. I will do wonderful service for Baba. Keep such thoughts in your mind. So enjoy eating tablets. Do you accept it? I do. I too eat some medicine, some capsules, but I never have negative thought. Oh, these are dry fruits for me. God has given blessing to the medicine as blessing. So feel, this capsule is not a capsule, but blessing of God for my body. And mind will remain happy. So happiness. What happens? What effects goes to our brain when we are happy? You know, happiness is the best nourishment. Khushi jaisi khuraak nahi. I asked one doctor, neurophysician, he's BK Kumar and very expert in brain knowledge. I asked him, why people say like this, that happiness is a great thing for our life. One who is happy will become healthy. Answer was, because I wanted to know the secret behind it, medical secret. He told me, Itaben was also with me, she was asking many questions to her, to him like this. He told, when you are happy, your cells of the brain, keep it always in your mind, cells, about brain cells, they call them neurons. Neurons. So neurons of your brain, when you are happy, start dancing inside. They become very active. And therefore, they heal everything. Because the biggest healing energy is here. That is in cells, in neurons. Second thing I ask him, I am teaching one thing to the pupil. Am I right? Or people will laugh at me. I am teaching that give energy to your brain. You know it. I am Master Almighty. Energy will come in your palm and put them on your head, and this energy will go to your brain. He mentioned this is a great science. How did you come to know it? I answered, I don't know. How did I come to know it? Where I learnt it from, I don't know. It came in my mind. In the episodes of Samadhan, Solution, it was a wonderful thing with me specifically. Rupesh Bhai used to check emails, note down questions, and he never just told me, this is question I am going to ask you today in episode. Immediately, he used to ask questions. And there were some questions that I had never even heard. No one knows in this world about those things. And what I do always, it's my nature, I invoke Baba always before doing anything. And I give everything in the hand of God. Now, you have to reply. I am just your instrument. So, the doctor mentioned, when you teach this, from this energy, brain's neurons again becomes very active. Dead neurons will become alive, energetic. So, they will heal everything. So, I have used this technique in the cases of depression, insomnia, sleeplessness, and many other mental problems, psychiatric disease, and got good result. So, I will see you once again, many times now, because I have Baba. I give thanks to Baba, and I believe that this was Baba's program. It was not in our dreams. And we got visa, we got everything, all facilities which we needed, and we are in front of you. So today, make happiness a blessing of God with me. I will never leave it. It's blessing of God with me. Biggest achievement of God is with me. So happy. And Master Almighty, obstacles will run away from you, will leave you. Thank you very much. Om Shanti.